Thank you, Andrew. That was really good. You know, when I was 9, my parents made me practice the piano an hour a day, and I don't think I ever got as good as that. So keep on practicing. Talking about a long time ago, 40 years ago this month, I was working in a major British bank, and I've had a feeling of deja vu the last few weeks because Britain at that time, in 1967, in November, had its currency doing exactly what the dollar is doing now. You know, right now the dollar is just going down, 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 down every day. And the British pound was in 1967. In fact, the economy all round was not doing well, and the country seemed to be in terminal decline. And the U.S. has a similarity, especially Michigan, I think. There's a certain similarity now, so it brings back memories of that time. What was happening after World War II was that gradually power was shifting from the British Empire, as it was, to the United States. Before World War II, Britain was the leader of the world, and after World War II, America emerged as the leader of the world. And I believe what we're going through right now is a major power shift again from an American-centered economic system to a European-centered one, which means one led by Germany. And that seems to be what is happening. Now, Britain was turned around in 1979 by Margaret Thatcher, and the United States could also be turned around. It'd be nice to think that if we had a female leader like Margaret Thatcher, that things would change just as dramatically. But I don't see one on the horizon, so... So meanwhile, what should we do? What advice should we give our young people who are starting out life just as I was 40 years ago? So I want to give a sermon today titled Preparing for Life in a Difficult Time. Because this is a difficult time. It's more challenging, I think, for people today than it was 40 years ago in the United States. 40 years ago in England was a tough time, but the U.S. was doing well 40 years ago. Now, America's time is difficult. So let's have a look at a few principles here that will help you to prepare for life in a difficult time, whether you're 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, if you're a teenager. These are certainly things that you can think about. Now, the first and most important principle, I'm saving till the last. So I'm going to start with this one. Get a qualification or skill. Get a qualification or skill. Because no matter how bad an economy gets, there are some skills that are always very much needed. And that will help you to be able to survive during a challenging economic period. So get a qualification or skill. Look at Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. We see here that Jesus Christ had a skill. Matthew 6, I'm sure his physical earthly father, Joseph, wanted him to have one because, you know, back then, in fact, really until fairly recently, until the last century, typically in every generation, a father would teach his son whatever his trade was. So the trade would be passed down from generation to generation. That has kind of died out in the last 100 years. But notice in Matthew 6, verses 2 and 3, if I've got the right, I've got the wrong scripture here. Maybe it was Mark. Mark chapter 6, verses 2 and 3. I believe it is, yeah. When the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, "Where did this man get these things? And what wisdom is this which is given to him, that such mighty works are performed by his hands? Is not this the carpenter?" See, Jesus Christ was a carpenter. And that's a skill, which is always needed. Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary and brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? By this time, Joseph, his father, was dead. And are not his sisters here with us? But, he was a carpenter, a skill, which is vital in any society. Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. Let's have a look at another example here. Some of the apostles were fishermen, which is also a skill and absolutely necessary because everybody always wants fish. People need to eat. Verse 18 of chapter 4, Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." So again, he has another skill. These are both skills that are always in demand. Look at Acts chapter 18. Here we read about a skill that may not be in much demand today, but I think the principle certainly applies. Acts chapter 18, regarding the Apostle Paul, after these things, Paul departed from Athens and went to Corinth, and in verse 2, he found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla. And he came to them. And verse 3, so because he was of the same trade, he had a trade, he stayed with them and worked, for by occupation they were tent makers. Now understand that at that time, if anybody traveled for any reason, whether it was business or, I doubt very many people travel for pleasure, but you know, most people would have traveled on business or they might have had to travel to see family, they always needed a tent. So tent making was, you know, an essential skill, an essential trade at that particular time. Now today we can stay at the Comfort Inn or the Holiday Inn or the Marriott or whatever. So things have changed a bit, but you know, there are obviously equivalent trades, things that are absolutely vital in our economic system today. So again, it's good to get into one of those. Now here's a less popular profession here in Matthew chapter 9. But again, a certain skill was necessary, a skill with figures, with numbers, and I'm sure there was some sort of qualification at the time. Matthew 9, verses 9 and 10. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, "Follow me." Well, you know, we'll always have the IRS. Who was it said? Was it Bob Hope said that there's only two things certain in life is death and taxes? No, it's before Bob Hope, going back a couple of hundred years. So it's true. They're the only two things.